This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. How are we doing tonight, Mr. Yerkew?
We're doing fine there, Scoopa. We're doing pretty good here. How's things up there by you?
Could be better. as usual, wife driving up a wall, but I save that for a soap opera. But anyways, we are live. It is Saturday, May 1st, 2021. It is approximately 9 minutes after the hour. And first order of business, we always want to remember members of the law enforcement community who are murdered in the line of duty. And unfortunately, we have a long list to read off. First one, Corporal Keith Heacock, the Delmar, Maryland Police Department, end of watch, April 28th, 2021. Corporal Heacock succumbed to his injury sustained on April 25th when he was assaulted after responding to a fight. And he was the only officer on duty when he responded to the call at approximately 5 in the morning. He was assaulted by a male subject who stomped on his head after he became unconscious. His killer is caught in custody charged with murder. Also, we need to remember Police Officer Christopher Farrar of the Chandler, Arizona Police Department, end of watch Thursday, April 29th, 2021. Officer Farrar was struck and killed by a vehicle during a vehicle pursuit of a stolen vehicle involving multiple injuries. Some piece of human garbage stole a car and struck Officer Farrar. He continued to flee but was taken into custody after being shot at pursuing officers. Also, we need to remember Deputy Sheriff Logan Fox and Sergeant Christopher Ward of the Watauga County, North Carolina Sheriff's Office, end of watch, April 28, 2021. Both Deputy Logan and Sergeant Ward were shot and killed while conducting a welfare check at a home. The perpetrator killed himself, but he should have done that first. And finally, we want to remember Police Officer Anastasio Sakos, New York Police Department, end of watch Tuesday, April 27th, 2021. Well, that's a lot of names reading off, unfortunately, this week.
Well, I was doing a little research earlier today, and our country, all 50 states, not just the lower 48, all 50 states, in the 103 days that have gone by in up to this point, we've had 100 police officers killed in the line of duty across the country. Right. And that is just absolutely freaking horrendous and horrible. I think we'll lead off our story, our show tonight, with that dumbass who ran over our Highway 3 officer in Queens, and just hours before she committed this murder, she was downing vodka shots she posted up, F the police, all you cops aren't any good. I don't care if you have a wife or children, you deserve to be dead. And, I don't think Officer Chauvin did that on his way to meet George Floyd Taylor. So, although his murder conviction wasn't premeditated, this one seems like it was. She cried like a little witch, like a little schoolgirl when she got caught. She hit this poor officer, sent his body flying through the air and took off. Now, if that's not murder, what is? I believe she did it deliberately. She may have been drunk, and that she can blame it. She can blame her being drunk all day long when it comes to court. But I bet you, with the liquor confidence, overconfidence, she saw that cop and just ran him over. She just ran him over. But there weren't any fires. There weren't any looting. Queens went to sleep that night just like it woke up that morning. And nobody deserved to be killed in such a way. And she drove off like she was going to get away with it. And then some idiot jumped on her side and started a GoFundMe page for her freaking defense. We'll see how all that pans out.
Right. She'll probably get $1 zillion, but don't look for Black Lives Matter. But anyways, a little bit more about Jessica Boveris, 32 years old. This broad is 32 years old, and she went on Facebook Live, do a podcast, which is a right, smoking weed, drinking shots of vodka, talking all this trash about F the police, fine. You know, that's her right. Do we agree with it? Absolutely not. But then, when she was arrested, she told the cops, F you, I don't have to listen to you. Mm-hmm. And anyways, she was... After she did her little podcast, smoking and drinking and running over this fine officer with married with kids, turns out her license was suspended. So her license was suspended. So she wants to drive drunk back to Long Island, and she still says, F the police. I mean, Walter, for 30 years we've been told don't drink and drive. There's so many ways to get from the city back to Long Island. You got the LIRR, buses, taxis, Uber, Lyft, phone a friend. Or better yet, stay where you are. Or even better yet, Walter, don't drink and drive, then get behind the wheel of your car. But anyway,
without a license.
On a suspended license. I mean, take care of yourself first before you start talking trash. But anyways, people like her talk crap all day long about the cops behaving badly and the cops are some trash, you know, and so on and so forth. Okay, they are right. There are some crappy cops out there. But they take no responsibility for their actions. You got cities like Baltimore, Oakland, St. Louis destroyed, and it's all Whitey's fault. Those are grocery stores in the hood. Guess what? Grocery stores are racist. All these fathers in jail, guess what? It's systematic racism. I mean, they blame it on some system now. They can point it to one person now. They have to blame it on racism. But anyways, we'll just get warmed up. When we come back, we'll talk about the George Floyd bill. Talk about Maxine Waters. Rudy Giuliani was raided by the FBI. And Mark Levin is still showing some bugs. This is Peter Scoop Stanton on Liberty News Radio Network. Stay tuned, everybody.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, The nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is 7-5 Radio with Peter Smithkin and Walter Yerkew. Walt, one thing I forgot to mention, or actually the mainstream media forgot to mention, was that there was a fatal hostage situation in a jail. We need to thank Lanelle Black Rosebud Harris for this story out, because guess what? The dumpster fire media did not put it out. Bunch of inmates and took over the jail in Oklahoma County, Oklahoma. The detention officer suffered some injuries, and the piece of trash that took this officer hostage is no longer with us. For that, we want to say thank you, Oklahoma City Police Department. But anyways, frankly, working in jail just absolutely sucks. But that's why at the end of the show, we have James Edwards say, for those who work the streets and the jail, stay safe out there. But anyways, it did not make mainstream media news because, frankly, they don't want to hear a happy ending. Now, if a bunch of detention officers, correction officers, deputies, beat and kill some black inmate, guess what? It would have been all day, every day, and then Benjamin Crump and Al Sharpton, whatever, be out there at the jail. Any comments on the non-story that the media refuses to promote or report?
You know, and we've been saying this for years. It doesn't fit the left's
narrative.
The narrative. It just doesn't fit. There's no way to for them to explain it in such a way where it's not going to harm the community of color. Let's put it that way. I did 6 years. Most everybody knows that I did 6 years. The diversity in the jail is pretty tough on the cops, on the COs. Well, we'll call them cops. It's pretty tough on the cops because there's such a diversity, you know, you name it, all walks of life could be in one room. All right. And, you know, don't get me wrong. Just like cops, there's street cops. You got plenty of bad apples in the corrections department also. And when one person is dealing with those different types of cultures, man, you're changing hats every few minutes. But when, you know, the spit hits the fan, you're there to protect and you're there to, you know, make sure yourself is safe, let alone everybody else is safe. And, you know, unfortunately, you have these uprisings because for some reason they get like beer muscles in jail. You know, who knows? You know, for lack of a better term, you know, all of a sudden, you know, people go to jail. Everybody's a tough guy. You know, everybody's bad. You know, everybody got it going on. And, you know, they weren't nothing but gutter trash, you know, out in the street. So, you know, it's people that just try to take that step up and make themselves out to be tougher, better, popular, and things like that. I don't know what was behind the riot, but what was in front of it was, like you said, it was, you know, fell on deaf ears. It heard nothing but crickets about this story. Nothing but crickets.
Right, and the detention officer got injured pretty badly, but luckily the inmate that died, he's no longer a menace to society. But don't be too surprised at that Oklahoma City police officer if he gets charges and stops. But anyway, moving right along, Walter, did you watch that Joe Biden speech?
Not 1 minute. Maybe I turned it on for about a minute, and what I listened to for about a minute, I couldn't understand, so I just shut it off. I haven't used the title in front of that man's last name, nor have I used the title in front of that lady's first name. And, you know, I understand, you know, that they are the, you know, the top two offices, our elected officials in our nation. I don't think that he needed to be given any kind of speech in front of Congress. He may have practiced in front of his dog. You know, I don't know. But listen, again, here I'm going to use, when the spit hits the fan, okay, we'll see what kind of balls they have.
But I mean, it was absolutely embarrassing. First of all, I don't think any Republicans showed up. The House chamber was absolutely empty. Second of all, there was no reason for him to give a speech. He's giving a speech, you know, patting himself on the back for 100 days worth of
nonsense.
I don't know what. But, I mean, he looked old and tired and senile. It was just embarrassing. But, I mean, he was talking about all these programs we don't have money to spend, all this stuff that's going to cost American jobs and it's going to soak the taxpayer. It's just horrendous. But the thing I got out of it was he talked about the George Floyd bill. Now, I just read off five names of officers who died in the line of duty. They don't get a bill. They don't get any recognition. But he mentioned the George Floyd bill over and over again, and that George Floyd, one of George Floyd's daughters, said, "Daddy changed the world." It just wanted to make me puke. And of course, they had to sneak in that, there are most law enforcement are good people. Of course, they had to give a standing ovation. But again, that's just lip service. Even Mad Max stood up and was clapping. And she went to Minnesota trying to cause riots over Derek Chauvin, which is, I mean, it just, it makes me mad at I don't know what. But again, this is the Democrats, and I hate the Democrats and the Republicans, especially because when something like this happens, they say, I'm a friend of cops, I know cops, I talk to cops all the time. No, you don't, because police officers don't live in your part of your neck of the woods. Secondly, if you were, so tight with these cops, you'd be thought, you know, have the union presence on, you'd be giving money for what they call 1013s or, you know, GoFundMes or things like that, but you're not. So, you know, knock off lip service. But, I mean, there's only, like, two outlets that actually talk about this day in, day out. It's us and also a gentleman on YouTube. His name is Brendan Tatum. He was an officer in Tucson, Arizona Police Department. And, you know, that's in his wheelhouse. He's a former officer, and he really sticks to the man. But it makes me sick that they talk about George Floyd like he was a victim. No, he's not a victim. He was a criminal. And, of course, they give lip service. I mean, where was Joe Biden when he was talking to all these cops that died in line of duty? You know what? It's like back in 2014 when in New York when they were in the streets saying, "Well, we want dead cops. When we want them now?" I mean, you know, say what you want about Donald Trump. At least he was there for our first responders. I got a friend who was works for a agency in upstate New York. Trump was up there working, campaigning for this first run for the House, and he shook every hand of every firefighter and police officer in at the venue. you know, with very little coverage. Well, what say you about the George Floyd bill and the Democrats who hate cops?
Well, you know, and, you know, I'm going to bring up something sad. In the summer of 1988, was it? No, 1987, when Eddie Byrne got murdered at the in the 103 precinct, police officer Eddie Byrne. He was murdered by Jamaican drug dealers. And Mr. Byrne, his dad, gave George H. at the White House. I think George H. was vice president still at the time, and gave him his shield. Okay. And they introduced, you know, the drug law and all that stuff. But it never went anywhere. Okay. It never really went anywhere because cops were still getting murdered on the street and such. But to come up and now give a druggie, junkie person who, yeah, he was a human life. Did he, you know, should he have died? You know, he wasn't destined to do good things. So they named Bill after him and give his parents, his family $27 million. It's awful. It's awful. We're going in the wrong direction very fast.
Right. But anyways, we come back, we'll talk about Rudy Giuliani getting raided by the FBI and J. Edgar Hoover lives. And also, Mark Glenn got a Pelican book. Stay tuned, everybody.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The official withdrawal of all U.S. and NATO troops from Afghanistan has begun. President Biden announced last month that all American forces would be leaving the country by this September, several months after an initial deadline agreed on in a deal with the Taliban during the Trump administration. The Taliban has warned of possible attacks against coalition troops for missing the previously agreed-upon May 1st deadline for withdrawal. President Biden will hit the road next week to try to sell his infrastructure plan to the American people. The White House announced Saturday that the president will visit New Orleans and Lake Charles, Louisiana on Thursday to promote his Americans Job and American Families plans, totaling more than $4 trillion worth of spending. And the polls have closed in Texas's 6th congressional district as 23 candidates vie to replace Representative Ron Wright, who passed away in February after contracting COVID. If no candidate receives a majority of votes, a runoff will be held between the top two vote-getters. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you. Go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
There are new pushes to get high schoolers vaccinated against COVID now that shots are available to everyone 16 and older across the country. That comes as school districts return to full-time in-class instruction and some deal with outbreaks. Colorado is one of those states seeing a rise in cases among young people. But Governor Jared Polis says he has no intention of changing guidelines for returning to classrooms. He tells CNN that the data they have shows that schools have a generally low infection rate.
The data that we have continues to show that schools are a relatively safe place in that they're controlled, there's mask wearing. It's not that there's zero transmission in schools, of course there is, but the transmission at schools seems to be a function of the general community transmission rate. So when it's high in a community, it's also high in the schools. When it's low in a community, it's lower in the schools. And so that's what we're seeing. I think another factor at play here is as more parents and grandparents are vaccinated and their younger children aren't, they're going out, they're doing things. And while the disease may be much more minor for 15 and 18-year-olds, it's still something that you know, we should take precautions against.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We are red hot and rolling. It is Saturday, May 1st, 2021. And this is 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. And one more thing about the House of Representatives. This is the same governing body that years ago denounced the political cesspool, but yet comes out with a bill in the honor of George Floyd. Now, members of the political cesspool, which includes yours truly, wasn't convicted of anything, had done anything wrong. And about 50% of members of the political cesspool family have served in the United States military. So that's what we're dealing with. You know, a bunch of patriots who follow the Constitution, who God-fearing Americans, they get denounced. Meanwhile, George Floyd, who's George Floyd, gets special treatment. Pretty soon they'll hang a statue of George Floyd sending into heaven in the House chamber. But anyways, moving right along, Rudy Giuliani. Well, his honor, the greatest mayor in New York City history and the personal attorney of one Donald Trump, his home was raided by the FBI. Now, they had a search warrant for some electronic devices concerning him being involved as a foreign agent for Ukraine, which is absolutely bogus, absolutely ridiculous. So anyways, the FBI agents, seven of them, came to his honor's apartment in Manhattan Island and had a search warrant and took the electronic devices. And then there were two hard tops sitting in the residence. And the FBI agent says, "Well, what's this?" The mayor responds, "Well, those are Hunter Biden's hard drives. You want them?" And they said, "No." And the mayor said, he claimed that he told them three times, "It's Hunter Biden's laptops. You're free to take them. Please do so." And they refused to do so. Also, the mayor Giuliani stated on Tucker Carlson that he offered to turn over everything that he had initially and no reason for the Gestapo. But anyways, this is the FBI of one J. Edgar Hoover. Now, back in the day, people would say Morrison lives because of Jim Morrison's mysterious exit from this planet. But, you know, J. Edgar Hoover lives because the FBI has been doing the dirty work of J. Edgar Hoover and whoever's the director of the FBI and or the sitting president for decades now. You know, everybody knows Hoover ran the FBI as a smear machine against his political opponents. That's why he was able to stay in office for so long. And he must have had dirt on every president. Because
that's
he also had dirt on...
Wearing dress for so long.
Right. And also, well, you know who might have also had files? It was organized crime. Because the reason I say organized crime must have filed on Hoover, because when organized crime was doing their thing back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, you know, FBI did next to nothing. But anyways, Hoover had files on MLK, John Lennon, communists, and homosexuals. But, you know, the FBI did it again. They strong-armed Rudy Giuliani for all this information that, you know, it's no crime was committed, just like Roger Stone. But what's funny is that they ignored the Wiener correction, Hunter Biden's laptop. But anyways, this is the same FBI who did nothing for the Wiener laptop, Clinton emails, Clinton's pay for play at the State Department, spying on Donald Trump, the FISA warrants, billions missing from the Pentagon, voter fraud, and the entire Biden crime family. So anyways, like I said before, nobody in D.C. goes to jail. So hopefully the next president appoints somebody that will shake up the Department of Justice from the top down. Everybody's looking at Barr thinking, oh, he's going to do some things. He did absolutely nothing. And same thing with the gentleman, I forgot his name slips my mind, who's supposed to do this big investigation, Durham, this big Durham investigation. Nothing happens because nobody goes to jail. The only people who went to jail was like Tom DeLay and Jim Trafficant. And Jim and Jim Trafficant went to jail because he would not play ball. What say you on the FBI going after Mayor Giuliani?
You know, this man, Rudy Giuliani, he started in the trenches in Queens, New York, okay? And he got himself, you know, through school, through law school. You know, he nearly single-handedly destroyed the mafia as we knew it. Put all the big shots in jail, you know, with the RICO Act and all. And he built up New York City from a point of poverty to one of the strongest cities in the world again. And then the planes happened on 9/11. That man stood tall, and he headed downtown from Gracie Mansion, not out of town. He headed downtown towards Gracie Mansion, although he didn't get as close as, you know, our fallen brothers. But he was still there, and he never left the city. He stood up for the entire nation when he was at the base of the World Trade Center when George W. showed up. Okay, this man is short of being an Italian saint, and the FBI, based on God knows who, when we probably could name a bunch of names, went down to his place and served a search warrant. I mean, you know, not everybody is as honest as Jesus Christ. But if they asked him, he was willing to give it up, turn over everything. But they thought that he was a criminal and he was hiding stuff. You know, it's a shame that our country feels that way about, you know, true Americans. It's a shame, and it's horrible. These elder people on the left, we can only hope they age out as soon as possible. I don't know how else to put it. they're in the 80s, you know, they're in the late 70s. You know, it's horrible that. Yeah, I mean, that lady needs to be put in a home. You know, she needs some type of care.
Which one? Because Nancy Pelosi is 80, and Maxine Waters is like 80 plus.
Pelosi. Oh. You know, she needs assistance, you know, for everything. I don't think she can pour her own liquor anymore. Maxine Waters is just a horrible person. I believe I used the term vile. You know, and don't get me started on LeBron, but the FBI has become, you know, when Hoover was doing his nasty work, at least he did it, you know, under cover of darkness, you know, and told people, this is what I got on you. Now, you know, they're on a fishing expedition to ruin the lives of other people. And they're looking in the wrong place. They didn't look at all in any places. For anybody on the left in the last 4 years, but now they're moving on people on the right. It's just ridiculous. What a shame.
Right.
What a shame.
And here's the thing about Giuliani is like, what amazed me is like when for the impeachment and also for the thing with Hunter Biden, it wasn't like he was preparing the defense. It looked like he was preparing to prosecute. Like I said before, last year when Trump hired Giuliani, he's like, why is he hiring this 70-something-year-old man who hasn't practiced law in 30 years? Trump must have, you know, he must have just picked him up because, he made some other bad decisions. But Giuliani knows what he's doing. So the FBI needs to be very, very careful of Rudy Giuliani because, again, Giuliani, he's the one that broke the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. And as well as the Chinese, because the Chinese were posting it all over the internet. And of course, we have it on our website. We have links to it. And trust me, folks, it is not safe for work or, you know, the average citizen. Because just what this guy's done, you know, as behind closed doors on camera, just crazy, you know, and that's nothing compared to everything he's done for the Chinese. and the Ukraine and all this other stuff. But anyways, you mentioned, you know, you got the Ukraine. Yeah, Joe Biden says, "Oh, son of a bitch, he complied." And then Hunter Biden's getting a $50,000 a month job, and then here's Rudy Giuliani, who might be a didn't register as a foreign entity. But you know, that's, you know, that's government. That's your the government that you vote for. But anyways, but let's hope the mayor has something up his sleeve. But anyways, coming up next, we got the NAACP in Virginia. I guess they should be on the search committee for hiring lawmen. Also, Mark Levin, he is tooting his own horn again. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Thank you, James, and thank you, John Anderson. Anyways, my neck of the woods, Fairfax County, Virginia, which is a county outside of the district, they hired a former police chief from Baltimore, Maryland, to run the Fairfax County Police Department. I had heard through various sources that the rank and file of the Fairfax County Police Department actually despised the former chief. Allegedly, this former chief took a knee at some rally or whatever, and the rank and file was very upset about it, and they upset with the way the police department being run, just like every other cop in every other department. So the old chief retired and went on his way, and they brought this other chief from Baltimore, and somebody's upset about not getting a phone call on selecting a new chief of police. It is none other than the Fairfax County NAACP. Yep, that's right. The local NAACP was mad because they weren't on the selection committee to select a new chief. But something tells me that the NAACP of Fairfax County would want a person of color to run the Fairfax County Police Department. Well, is there any reason why the NAACP should choose a police chief?
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It doesn't even make sense, you know. You know, we're back. Now, I might go a little off kilter like usual, but and I apologize for that ahead of time. But the NAACP, you know, the last two letters of that acronym stand for colored people. Okay? Are we getting back to that? Because now they call themselves people of color. So now, are they colored or are they just people of color? It's not hard to confuse me, but it's very difficult, you know, to follow these things. You know, should colored people hire colored people for jobs, you know, meant for anybody? I don't know. No, they shouldn't. The NAACP was some entity, a strong entity, many, 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 many years ago. And I think they just hang on because money gets funneled through it, period.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, they
exactly.
had, what was the name, Dolan's, that white chick that was pretending to be, you know,
Dolezal.
A colored person? Yeah,
Dolezal.
So, listen, the NAACP needs to reevaluate why they're in existence, just like we need to reevaluate why BLM is in existence. You know, even people of color are tired of people being hired because of their race. And it's just horrible to hire somebody because they're African-American or brown or, you know, whatever they want to call themselves now. You know, if there's a person of color that's better than the job at the job of where a white person is appointed, well, they hired the wrong guy. You know, that's what I'm trying to get at, I guess, is going to be my stand on this.
Right.
But you don't hire anymore. We did that in the 80s with the police department in New York City. To make sergeants and lieutenants, you know, men and women of color. And it didn't work out very well. And, well, you know, before I get myself all wrapped up and tongue-tied, no, the NAACP has absolutely no business hiring anybody.
Right. Anyways, if you look at a picture of the people of the local NAACP in Fairfax County, Virginia, you can count all the colored people on one hand and still have give a high three to people because it's all white leftist people, white liberals. But anyways, that's where we're at. But the original NAACP was founded by Jewish people. So anyways, you know that's why. Well, I really don't care. I think they outlived their usefulness. But anyways, finally, this week, the day after Joe Biden gave his horrendous speech, I was in the car listening to Mike Levin. I'm thinking, man, he is going to go after the president with both barrels at the top of the hour, at the 6 o'clock hour here in the East Coast. He was talking about, oh, Joe Biden gave a horrible speech. And then he jumps right into his book that's coming out. Like, oh, it was number two on Amazon. It should be number one and this and everything. I mean, he was hawking his own book. I'm thinking, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, we got a crisis of epic proportions with COVID and runaway spending and open border and the cops get no support and Rudy Giuliani is a victim of a Gestapo tactics. And Levin wants to push his own book. I mean, Mark Levin is syndicated all over the country. He has his own TV show on the Blaze Network. He has his own TV show on the Fox Network. And he's worth millions and millions of dollars. And he comes out and says, oh, well, I'm not doing it just to earn a couple of bucks. Yes, you are. Then you would not be promoting your own book. And if you didn't want to earn a couple of dollars, then guess what? Sell the book at cost or sell a discount or give the flipping thing away for free. But, you know, I'm sick and tired of all these people like him and Hannity and Limbaugh when he's still alive and all these other people just keep pushing their stuff. You know, oh, you can get more access to other stuff behind closed doors if you buy stuff. Buy our books, buy our mugs, buy our T-shirts. Fine. Like, you know what? We have a T-shirt, too. Walter has a T-shirt. But guess what? We make actually no money on the 75 Radio T-shirt because we would rather have our names, our logo on people for as little money as possible. And while I know the T-shirts that you sell, you can barely make a phone call with the overhead.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's who we are. And we're not going to be sitting here like all these other people. I mean, and just pushing merchandise, pushing archives, you know, paid archives, pushing, you know, all this other stuff for your money. That's not who we are. I mean, if you want to give us money, sponsor the program. That's not what we ask. Sponsor the program. Give us a call. Give Sam Bushman a call and sponsor us. But just, I mean, you're multimillionaires. How much money do you need? How about another thing? These people, as they're pushing their books and their coffee mugs and their extra, you know, behind the scenes access and newsletters and whatnot. How many people do a remote broadcast? I'm currently at a place in Chantilly, Virginia. I'm sitting in my car now because the band was too loud. You know, I've been to all these different places doing remote broadcasts because, frankly, we like it. I mean, when have these people been to, out and about with the fans? They haven't. They're in the studio, their home studios, and just talking out of their mouth. Mark Levin screams and says absolutely nothing. But, you know, that's the big difference between us and them. We say what we mean what we say. We love our fans. We're not going to take our fans as for suckers. If you want to buy our shirt, buy our shirt. If you want to spread the word, please spread the word. If you want to give us money, you know, sponsor us, promote your good or service. I was talking to a fan yesterday. He wanted to, give a donation. I said, okay, that's fine. Who, you know, you want to shout out for your business, for somebody, something? He said, no, that's fine. I just really enjoy your work. I said, thank you very much. But that, you know, again, that's who we are. We're not going to be, you know, if we come out with a book, guess what? We will promote the book, but we're not going to make it on top of the news items. Well, Joe Biden gave a horrendous speech. Oh, by the way, buy the 75 radio book. Or five cops are shot this week. Oh, by the way, we're going to talk about it on our book. Again, that's not who we are. And when we do, well, correct me wrong, if we have a guest, guess what? We let that guest go. It's like, hey, your dime, your dance. Say what you want. You know, you tell us if we suck, go right ahead. And take as much time as you need. But, you know, the other shows don't do that. And it just makes me mad as hell that, well, you and I work very hard to put together, I think, a much better show than all these other talkers on the AM and FM dial. And, mm-hmm. you know, we don't reap the rewards. Is Mark Levin worth millions of dollars? Probably not. But since he can hawk his book, hawk ED pills, hawk pills to help you go to the bathroom, you know, so be it. But anyways, we're getting there as best we can. Well, we got any closing thoughts for the next 30 seconds?
Let's see. All right. Here's one for you. You know, many years ago, you know, when you were like sitting in the park or at the beach and, you know, you just saw something that was pleasant to your eyes and you watched her walk by, you know, or in some cases him. And they would first thing they would do is turn around and say, take a picture. It lasts longer. Do you remember those days?
Yeah.
Now this thing, everybody's running around with these videos. And now people are putting their hands up. Don't take my picture. I don't want to be on video. Well, if you don't want to be on video, stop approaching my camera.
Right. All right. With that being said, folks, check us out. We are at 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. Also, we are now on Spotify. I uploaded one podcast on Spotify. Check that out. We're going to have more information later. But anyways, for Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Stanton. Remind everybody, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Have a good week, everybody. So long.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.